From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Coming from the depths of your iPod or perhaps your cheap $10 computer speakers, it is the Disc Golf News for the week of April 24. I'm Brian Sullivan, and we are glad you have joined us. Now, would you like to join us for an event or two in Europe this summer? Well, we're going to plant the seeds to perhaps send you over there, because the PDGA is beginning to be embraced in Europe, as is evident by the growing ranks of PDGA members over there. We're going to talk about the brand new PDGA Euro Tour series of events with England's Derek Robbins. He'll be joining us later in the show. Plus, we've got results from the Texas State Championships, a preview of the upcoming Golden State Classic in California. That is a national tour event. And in the clinic this week, Brian Schwamberger is going to explain how he deals with a whiny crybaby who happens to be stuck in his tournament group. And no, it has nothing to do with physical violence, unlike me, who isn't quite so understanding. That and more is coming up this week on PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova. Number one in disc golf.
It was a bunch of disc golf royalty in the house last weekend in Houston at the FlyingHighDiscGolf.com 11th Texas State Championships National Tour event. And we'll begin with the Masters, and a name familiar and maybe a name that haunts many a Masters pro player. Brad Hammock is once again going to be a winner, and this one, he wins by two throws over Vinny Miller, who will settle for second place. And always a threat, Joel Kelly will take third for the Masters. In the women's division, your women's world champ, Des Redding, is going to prevail by five over Courtney Peavy, who will take second place. Carrie Burlocker of California takes third for the women. And in the open division, it is Barry Schultz steamrolling once again, although, well, he almost lost it. Wins this one by a single throw over Kevin McCoy and Matt Orham. They will tie up for second place, and that's what happened in Houston at the Texas States. Time now for the 60-second clinic. We have all had to deal with it at one point or another. The bag kicker. The blamer.
Oh, why did you talk to my disc? You made it go in the water.
Yeah, no, these guys who are just sucking the fun right out of a round. Well, when you're a professional disc golfer like Brian Schwamberger, you play a lot of tournament rounds, and you're bound to run into more than a couple of these folks every season. So we put the question to Brian Schwamberger, how do you deal with that guy?
If somebody's being a bad sport in the group, how do I deal with it? Sometimes I'll try and take them to the side and try and get them back into the right frame of mind. Depending on the person, I might just leave them alone and try and stay away from them. Sometimes they want to vent on their own, and I just don't want to hear it. So I'll just try and stay as far away from them as I can and try not to let them affect my game. It's once or twice in the past 4 years that anybody affected me during a tournament round just because of their attitude. Real difficult to get inside my head.
Professional disc golfer Brian Schwamberger of North Carolina finished in 10th place last year at Pro Worlds.
Hi, this is Dave Felberg, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, for the first time, European disc golfers are embracing the PDGA. Or perhaps more accurately, the PDGA, for the first time, is embracing European disc golfers. Regardless of how you say it, one thing is for sure, the PDGA 2006 Euro Tour is not only happening, it is hopping. It started just this month with the Easter Open in Belgium, which very quickly filled up, and it looks like the other 10 events on the Euro Tour will do equally as well. It's 11 events in 9 countries, and to find out more, we called the British national representative for the Euro Tour. He's also a Disc Golf Hall of Famer. Derek Robbins will tell us more.
Well, Derek Robbins, and I've been playing disc golf since 1978, where I played my very first tournament out in the World Frisbee Championships, as it was then. We took that back to Britain and carried on playing. We've had a national championships every year since then, and I've won quite a few of them, and I'm the current UK tour champion. And I also run my own disc golf course, which is open fully to the public in a couple of weeks' time, so I'm very heavily involved.
And tell us a little bit about the history of the Euro Tour. This is the first year that there is a combined Euro Tour, is that correct?
Well, actually, there used to be a combined Euro Tour, and then some years ago we split it into two because there weren't so many players travelling from Scandinavia to the south and vice versa. So we went our separate ways, but this year we're back together again, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of people travelling in each direction. It looks like we've now, I think, have got the demand from the players, the keenness to participate and travel, that it's really going to work as a unified tour.
Derek, what do you see as really the driving force behind this new unification of the separate tours?
Well, the PDGA really has been the force that sort of helped to bring it all together. Brian Honegger and Dave Nesbitt have put in a lot of work to try and find some common ground between the PDGA, the Northern European Tour, and the Southern European countries as well. And, it's taken a little time to bring it together because, you know, we all have different backgrounds and different sort of tournament structures and things like that. So we've got to that stage now where the sport has grown sufficiently that it can justify having, a more professional tour. You know, there's enough demand, there's enough players who want to compete and travel. So we're sort of ready to adopt the PDGA model and have decent money prize payouts and that sort of thing.
Let's go back, say, 4 or 5 years ago. What are the biggest differences between tournaments in Europe and North America?
In the Central and Southern European countries, the biggest difference was there really was very little prize money. Typically, I guess also the majority of the players would not be of pro level standard. So although they would travel between different countries, they would just pay a fairly low entry fee, expect some sort of players pack, and really not bothered about having prize payouts or lots of merchandise. So that was the structure. It's a fairly low cost, fairly low return situation. Certainly that was the case in Southern Europe. In Northern Europe in the last couple of years, because likes of Finland and Sweden have a larger and stronger player base, they have been moving towards the prize money structure and slightly higher entry fees. So there was less difference, I think, between the Nordic Tour last year and the PDGA Tour.
And I imagine as well there were very few PDGA members in Europe just a couple, 3 years ago.
That's very true also, yeah. Because if you go back some years, the only real reason for players to join the PDGA would be to compete in, say, the World Championships. Or just as a general sort of gesture of support, I suppose. And the thing that's really helped us hugely in selling the idea of PDGA membership is the player ratings. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. It's been the single biggest factor that means that we can go to our players and say, look, there really is a good reason for us to join forces with the PDGA, because I think the ratings are just a fantastic asset. There's so much interest in looking at results and rankings on the British Tour. And I think that the ratings, PDGA ratings, will generate the same amount of interest and rivalry and all of that.
Derek, there are certain events that European players love to come to North America for. For example, the Pro Worlds. Let's turn the tables a little bit. Give me some of the biggest European events that the North American players should take a serious look at making plans to play in.
Well, this year we have the PDGA European Tour, and we have the tier grading system. So you can know that if you enter an A-tier tournament on the PDGA European Tour, that there'll be minimum prize money of 4,000 euros, which is getting on to $5,000. And I think there are going to be three events on the European Tour that are A-tiers. Of course, I think if you're coming all the way over to Europe, then one of the attractions has got to be just generally sampling the different atmosphere and culture and seeing some different courses and new faces. It's a very friendly scene over in Europe, and we're really keen for players to come over from the States and have a go, challenge us.
The culmination of the PDGA Euro Tour is going to be the European Open in Finland. Would you say that is the penultimate event this year, or is there another one or two that you could highly recommend?
There is one other event going beyond the European Open, which is the French Open in Paris at the start of September. But the European Open is going to be the biggest tournament this year in Europe by quite a way. Jussi Maresma, who is organizing it, he organized the European Championships. He organized that last year, and that was a great success. He certainly knows how to put on a good tournament. And this year, he wants to make this even bigger and make it open to American players. So anybody who finishes in the top three in a PDGA National Tour event, we get an invite to play in the European Open. And we're looking at, I think it's around about, it's probably getting on for $20,000 prize money. I think he's talking about 15,000 euros, which is $15,000 to $20,000. And a first prize of 2,500 euros, which again is pushing $3,000. So, that would be a great event to come over for. Of course, I'm going to be a little bit biased here and suggest that the British Open would be a very good event to come over for.
Can't blame you there.
we're planning on that being an A-tier event, so we have the minimum prize money of 4,000 euros. And it's just a fantastic course. I mean, it's a beautiful course. In fact, there's two courses on the farm down in the south of England. And you'll know yourself because you've been there and seen them firsthand. It's a fantastic place to play golf.
I've not only been there, but I have gone on the record calling it the most beautiful course I've ever seen in my life. And I'll stick by that until I see one more beautiful.
And I just had an email today from Marcus Shellström, the European champion. Mm-hmm. Top Swedish player, saying that he's coming over and he loves the course. That was his reason for coming back again.
Well, it looks like from the perspective in North America, it looks like there's already a lot of excitement for the Euro Tour. Your first event was in Belgium earlier this month, and as I understand that filled up and filled up rather quickly.
Yeah, the Belgian Open was just phenomenal, the amount of interest it generated. It filled up within 3 days. All 90 places that were available were filled, and then another 20 people on the waiting list by the end of the week. It was crazy. It's all the Scandinavians looking to go somewhere a little bit warmer, so they signed up, and it's just been hugely popular. So a really great way to kick off the European Tour to have that much demand to participate.
And where are some of the other stops on the Euro Tour this year?
Okay, well, our next stop is Tjul in the Netherlands. And again, that event is now filled. There's a waiting list for that. And then we're on to Geneva in Switzerland at the end, towards the end of May. We also have events in Sonstetten in Germany, which again, the interest in that was huge. They had, I think, 120 places, and they've got a waiting list there now as well. And then there's two events in Sweden, at Skellefteå and Stockholm, the famous Stockholm Open. There's the one in Finland, and the British Open, of course. And the final one, apart from the European Open, will be the French Open in September in Paris.
So where can people go for more information about the 2006 PDGA Euro Tour?
The place to go, we have a new website, which is we're still getting adding to that at the moment. But the website is pdga-europe.com. So if you go to there, that will have, it's got what you need. It's got a listing of all the European tour events and links to the websites for those tour events. And, including those, of course, is the British Open, bdgaopen.co.uk. And if you look on there, you'll find details of the Open. And you'll see the 83 players who have already put their names down to compete. And, we'd very much like to see a few more American people coming over, or North American people coming over, to swell the numbers. I'm sure we're going to get over 100, and it's going to just be a fantastic event. So do come and play.
Derek Robbins, thanks for staying up late to talk with us, and I hope you have a great season.
Thank you, Brian.
We've been talking with Disc Golf Hall of Famer Derek Robbins. He is also the founder and national director of the British Disc Golf Association and is a national representative for the PGA Euro Tour. He spoke to us from his home in Warwickshire, England. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. The National Tour begins a West Coast swing in a couple of weeks, beginning at the Golden State Classic in La Mirada, California. The tournament director is Tim Selinski.
The Golden State Classic was actually the inaugural National Tour event. That was, 5 years ago, and it is now the first of the three-event West Coast swing in the National Tour that will travel from Southern California up to Santa Cruz in Northern California and then up to Portland for the Beaver State Fling. And you know, we've been fortunate to have some of the best players coming out to our tournaments. We play it at the historic La Mirada Disc Golf Course, one of the more storied courses in the country, and we're really looking forward to having another great turnout. The defending champions are, in the open division, Ken Climo, in the women's division, Juliana Korver, and in the masters division, Brad Hammack. So you can see we've been fortunate to have some of the best players in the world coming out and playing in our tournaments. Well, the course at La Mirada Regional Park actually presents some interesting challenges. There's some nice topography where we have some good drop-offs down toward a lake. It is a very lush course with lots of mature trees, but I think in the national perspective, it's a little more open than many of the courses that are out there. It is a legitimate par 64 course that the players will be playing three times during the course of the weekend. So they'll definitely have some challenges that they'll have to overcome. But we're really excited about some of the other activities we're going to be able to offer as part of the tournament. We're hoping to have more of a festival where we will have demonstrations of ultimate frisbee, of canine competition. We're going to have demonstrations of DDC and guts. We're hoping to have some clinics from some of the players who will be there. We're going to have a mini disc golf course set up for everyone to come out and play and have fun with it. And we're going to be doing some other events to help support our local charity, which is the Pituitary Network Association, which is an organization that was created to help folks dealing with things like brain cancer and other afflictions. So we want to do everything we can to help support those folks. We are getting great support from our sponsors, Michelob Ultra, Innova Champion Discs, and SoCal Disc Golf. So anybody that's thinking about coming out to the tournament, please do so. We will show you a great time.
Tim Selinsky is tournament director for the upcoming Golden State Classic National Tour event in La Mirada, California, May 5th through the 7th. Holy cats, it must be spring because there are a zillion tournaments on the schedule this weekend, April 29th and 30th. Pros are headed to Gaithersburg, Maryland for the Seneca Creek Soiree. Amps, you're going to Santa Cruz, California for the Steady Ed Memorial Amateur Masters Cup. In Fenmore, UK, it's the BDGA Tour number 4, that's the Scottish Open. California hosting the Evergreen Open. In Clearwater, it's the Fun and Sun Northeast Coachman Classic. Fort Collins, Colorado hosting the Grateful Disc. The Griffin Park Open in Norman, Oklahoma. Stevens Point, Wisconsin hosting the Standing Rocks Open. The Texas Women's Championship in Round Rock. In Tennessee, it's the Cookeville VFW Classic. Ontario hosting the Etobicoke Valley Challenge. The Jenny Wild Open in Kentucky. Austin, Minnesota hosting the Southern Minnesota Open. The Tar Heel Tournament in Chapel Hill. Get the whole list, pdga.com. Finally this week, great news for ratings freaks. And hey, let's face it, who's not a ratings freak? It's fun to know where you stand next to your friends. We've got a fresh batch of updated ratings. They are available now and came out about a week ago. And if you haven't seen yours yet, you can just go to the front page of the website. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a box. Click and see how you're doing. And we have a request for a volunteer. Now, different people can do different things for the organization. Some people do a great job running tournaments. Other people build courses. Other people build websites. Well, we're looking for somebody who can build a cool logo. We're looking for a brand new logo for the National Disc Golf Center, which, as you may know, is becoming the International Disc Golf Center. It only makes sense. So we need a new logo for the International Disc Golf Center. If you've got some ideas, you want to bat them around, do so with Matt Gillis at the office. Just drop an email to mgillis, M-G-I-L-L-I-S, at pdga.com, and he'll give you all the details. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of April 24. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsor this week, Innova Champion Discs. And until next time, I hope you will get out there. Huck some plastic. Leave the course cleaner than you found it. And keep them in the fairways.